Next, I want to speak to the Joburg-based CEO, who has added on a Cape Town leg to his fundraising effort. On the line with me is Andrew Warren, who is the CEO of NMG Consultants and Actuaries. Andrew, I saw your Facebook post very early this morning. You were complaining not only about the cold, but about the noise last night.
Yes, Pippa. Thanks for having me on the air.
Sure.
It started getting a bit cold at about 3, I think. When I felt the temperature dropping.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, I've been out in the mountains a lot, so I've experienced sleeping on the ground. But the difference here was there were people walking around, there was smoke from the fires coming through, so you were constantly bombarded with sort of outside inputs.
Mm.
And that made it difficult to get good rest.
Absolutely. I mean, we heard Andrew Golding saying it had really shifted his perspective to have just one night's view of what it is like. It must have really opened your eyes to what it is like for those who have to endure those kind of conditions every single night.
Yeah, I think it's more than just the night. And I think so we got to experience 12 hours. But I think if we look at 24 hours, and so someone waking up from that and going to look for a job or going to have to effectively do a job, having been sleeping on the streets, that, you know, you can't be that effective. I look at my performance today. I'm looking forward to getting some sleep tonight. But I know that I'm not on top of my game today because I haven't had good rest.
Mm.
And that's how people who don't have a soft bed every night are going to be experiencing it, and how they're going to have to fight that much harder to get gainful employment, which is the other side of the problem we have.
Absolutely. What was the vibe like among the various CEOs? Was everybody able to set aside the big business rivalries and spend the night in peace and harmony, Andrew?
Definitely. I think there was a lot of good conversation going about why we were there. There was a lot of good catching up on people who hadn't seen each other for a long time. I know there were other conversations I had interacting with some clients and interacting with some suppliers. It was good to meet new people and get a perspective of what they were experiencing in the evening.
Now, I know that you did something a little different because you not only raised the funds for your buy-in to the CEO Sleep Art, but you also leveraged the experience to add additional charity funds for your company's particular charity partners, including the Elandini Centre here in Cape Town, which is an organisation we've spoken to before. But how much were you able to raise?
So we still need to count how many tweets I got. So what we did is I was raising money, then we doubled that in terms of what the NMG would put in, and that comes to over 30,000 Rand. And then for every tweet or retweet we had that I was putting out with the staff, and I got some great support from my staff, an extra 5 Rand. So we're busy tallying that up right now. And so it's probably 40,000 Rand towards our overall charity challenge, where we're looking to raise over a million Rand in a 3-month period. So this is a component piece of that challenge that all the staff are participating in.
That's fantastic. I know even your young children chipped in for you.
Well, yeah, I think there was a bit of strong-arming on the pocket money side, but yes, they put some money behind us, and it was great. And, you know, an interesting story there was, having been interviewed on 702 a couple of weeks ago, and we discussed it at dinner, and my son the next morning donated his hot chocolate, which we give him once a week, to a homeless person we drive past every morning. And that's, those small acts and that small awareness goes a long way in making the homeless realize that they're not ignored and they are recognized as citizens of the country.
Fantastic story, Andrew. Thanks very much for joining us, and we wish you too a good night's sleep tonight.
Thanks very much, Pippa.
Thanks. Andrew Warren's the CEO of NMG Consultants and Actuaries, and as I mentioned at the start of that interview, one of the beneficiaries of the extended fundraising he was doing was the Elandini Centre. Here, if you're not familiar with them, if you haven't heard us speak to them before, they are involved in caring for both mentally and physically disabled children in the Dunoon and Tableview and Joe Slovo areas. Do amazing work. Elandini, it's Elundini. Their website is elundini.org if you'd like to read a bit more about what they do. So a double hats off to Andrew, not only for supporting the CEO Sleep Art and the money that's going to Boys and Girls Town, but also thank you for thinking of those in need here in Cape Town as well. You know, there has been some criticism online on Twitter, etc., about the event. We dis-